people are so angry about high gas prices, they want President Bush to step in. An online columnist says Mr. Bush should limit oil profits the way President Franklin D. Roosevelt did during World War II. The argument? The country is at war once again. Joining me for this debate are radio talk show hosts Mike Malloy and Ben Ferguson. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hey, Carol.
Hey, thanks for having us.
For both of you, I want to share part of a speech that the president gave, I believe, at the Air Force Academy about the fact that America is once again at war.
Like the Second World War, our present conflict began with a ruthless surprise attack on the United States. We will not forget that treachery, and we will accept nothing less than victory over the enemy.
It's not the only time President Bush has likened the war on terror to World War II. Mike, back during World War II, Franklin Delano Roosevelt took the step of instituting price controls and limiting oil company profits in order for American industry to go on during war times. Do you think the president should do that now?
Well, I think somebody needs to remind him yet again that Iraq had nothing to do with the attack on this country on September 11, 2001. Suggesting that Bush should institute some sort of price control or tax on profits implies that he's concerned about the American consumer. He is not. This is an oily administration. Bush, Cheney, Condoleezza Rice, these are all oil people. What is driving the price of oil are two things. First of all, Bush's foreign policy, which is one of threatening oil-producing countries and then invading them, which has the tendency to drive up future prices. Now, that's what we're paying for today at $75 a barrel.
Well, let's bring Ben into this discussion. Ben, you're funny. That's why I love having you.
I do what I can.
You do what you can. All right. I mean, clearly the office of the president and Congress have the power to intervene in an emergency situation. I mean, some analysts say the fact that Bush has been talking up Iran, all right, or talking down Iran, has been driving oil prices up in and of itself. Do you think the president should intervene on behalf of the consumer?
I would say to some people in America that are really mad about this right now, do you want to fight terrorism or do you want cheap gas? Now, you pick. Now, personally, I would like to be safe and pay a little bit more.
If you're going to
go after places like you're saying, like Iran, to keep America safe, or Iraq or Afghanistan, other places like this, so making instability in the market to keep us safe, I'm okay with that. But here's the biggest difference between World War II and what we're dealing with now. During World War II, we rationed everything, not just gas. We were having to send tons of supplies overseas to troops. We're not having to do that here. And the other thing that's very interesting is you had 25 senators on the Democratic side vote with President Bush on his energy bill that passed in November. You had 75 Democratic congressmen that voted for Bush's energy bill. If they were so concerned about it in November and thought the president was such a bad, evil man, then why did they join him in such major numbers to pass an energy bill? The other thing that's interesting is this week, the Democrats sent a memo out that said to all their candidates, there's a big fear in America, go to gas stations and capitalize on this fear. One candidate called the gas prices in America inhumane.
Well, because people are going out and selling their stuff so they can fill up their tank. That's what's happening out there right now.
Yeah, but you can't.
This is crazy talk. In the first place, you don't fight. the choice is not affordable gas at the pump in a war on terror. For heaven's sake, get over that. What is driving the price of gas is Bush's foreign policy, which is that of a criminal. That's A. B, the domestic policy.
Hold on a second.
When the energy bill was passed, the United States Congress, led by Republicans, gave the oil industry a $14 billion tax break. This is on top of monumental profits. That's insanity.
Since when did it be?
You know what? I'm going to have to stop you there because neither of you are answering my question. But we did ask the same question of our audience, so I invite both of you to tune in to see what they had to say, to see whether President Bush should be asked to institute limits on oil profits or oil prices.
He can't.
He's not going to, and the reason why he shouldn't is because capitalism is what makes this country so great. Since when has it been a crime to make money? The other thing is, you've got to look at the Exxon here.
We got to leave it there because the chairman of Exxon, as we saw, got $168 million payout, and America wants some answers.